News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Tuesday update with Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Decided not to have you swim down here from Bryan this afternoon after we had the rain. And fortunately, it sounds like, at least so far, motorists have been behaving and have done all the things they need to do to stay out of wet weather wrecks.
Yes, I do appreciate that. I did not, the Bryan Police Department does not have a boat, so I appreciate you letting me do this over the phone.
Well, in the meantime, there's not been a whole lot of traffic activity, which, again, is a good thing, but it always calls for the reminder, and we're not out of this particular storm system yet. Have another 24, maybe 48 hours where folks mostly just need to put more distance around themselves and have those headlights on, even if it's during the day.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things that they can do, you know, to prevent accidents, and rainy weather is always brings on more accidents for us, and we'd like for them to slow down, one, and then, like you said, keep some distance between you and that person in front, so if something happens to them and they spin out of control, then you can react. Also, make sure that you've got good tread on your tires, because if you're at a stop sign and you accelerate and your tires start spinning, that's probably a sign that you need to get new tires. So make sure you have good tires and windshield wipers, and drive slow, and make sure you watch out for people. We have several hot spots in Bryan that are our top accident locations for 2012. And those are right there in front of HEB on Villa Maria, right in front of Walmart on Briarcrest, and then right in front of the new post office on WJB.
And then some of the things you've already mentioned carry across. We're back in our first full week of school being back in session. And, again, we have to get back in that mindset.
Definitely. I mean, the kids are back in school, so you need to start paying attention to those school zones and the times of those school zones, and slow down around the schools. You know, keep out an eye out for all the children that are, you know, coming and going, and reminder to put the cell phone down when you're in the active school zone, because you can get a citation for talking or texting while driving in that active school zone.
And that's a primary offense. You don't need to be speeding if you're caught using the phone. You can still be pulled over?
Correct. Correct.
All right. A couple of other things, too, while we're still on the traffic theme, a reminder of additional traffic enforcement at a couple of locations.
Yes, we have additional traffic this week at 2400 block of Cabot, which is right there near the post office street, which is, if you're a local resident and from here, that used to be where the post office used to be. And then also at 1500 East WJB, which is near the Sue Haswell Park, and that's a 35-mile-an-hour zone, so make sure you slow down in there. And I know that water piles up there on WJB as well as Highway 6, so, you know, make sure you slow down because you don't want to hydroplane.
And a couple of other things to review from the last week or two. One regarding increased enforcement during the New Year's weekend regarding drunk driving. How'd that turn out?
It turned out really well. We had extra officers on the street thanks to the STEP grant that was awarded to us. And starting kind of from Saturday to Wednesday morning, we had 12 arrests for DWI. And actually, we had 13, if you want to throw that baker's dozen in there, but that extra one was a warrant arrest for DWI that happened earlier in the year. One of those arrests was due to an accident that happened at the corner of 28th and Graham. There was one of the drivers involved in that accident was intoxicated and was arrested. And then we had 6 of those arrests were people who were working for the STEP grant. So they were working extra duty, you know, extra time from what their normal hours are to enforce DWI driving offenses.
And let's finish up our visit today. I know that there was what turned out to be, fortunately, a very short-lived fundraising drive that's going to help out one of the members of your canine unit.
Yeah, actually 2 members. It was an awesome event. Katie Tippett, she is a graduate from A&M and is currently a grad student. She contacted me right before Christmas asking if our 2 canine officers, Con and Falco, had ballistic vests. And when I advised her that they did not, she wanted to know if she could do a fundraiser to help us raise funds so that we could put ballistic vests on our dogs. And we were all for it. We were saying, you know, that's great. We got the word out, I think, the 1st of January, and within 3 days, we raised our goal. And I just want to thank all of you at the media and this Aggie community who just jumped right in and donated to that so quickly and, you know, allowed us to get these vests. Currently, she's ordering them, so hopefully we'll have them by the end of the month or early February at the latest.
Well, that's wonderful. And again, a reminder, going back to our theme kind of for the day about the about the traffic stuff, yeah. Just be careful as the conditions are not as good as they usually are.
Yeah, don't get out if you don't have to, and slow down if you do.
Use the phone. Except in school zones.
Except in school zones.
Very good. Kelly McKeith and Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.